Om Shanti. Good morning. You were hearing the word tapasya come frequently in the song. And the murali is all about tapasya. But the song also was expressing how tapasya is the beauty of life. Tapasya is what brings sweetness. Tapasya makes you an angel. Many things about tapasya. And Baba has explained tapasya in a very practical way today, but also in a very simple way. If people out there were asked to define what is tapasya, they would give you many long definitions and complications. And Baba is saying, in just a few words, I belong to you and you belong to me. That's it. That is tapasya. And so the Supreme Teacher is explaining something very profound and powerful in a very simple way. That's it. I belong to one and that one belongs to me. And so you can see how by the last few years of Dadi's classes towards that period, Dadi had condensed all of Gyan into three sentences. Who am I? Who do I belong to? And what must I do? And so it's a classic way to help us move forward, condensing everything in a very simple way. And then, of course, Baba's explained tapasya in a very profound way. And that is that if there truly is tapasya, then the proof of that is your happiness. But Baba's then expanded on it, that happiness comes when you see that everything you have is being used in a worthwhile way. Think about it. You might have £100, but if £1 gets lost, how much time will you spend searching for it? I know I put it there. Where is it? I have to find it. And so whatever you use in a worthwhile way is fine. But to lose something and see it go to waste is something that brings down our happiness. And so Baba is saying that you've made the bestower of fortune belong to you. So all aspects of fortune are with you. Many, many details. But what makes you happy and what is the proof of your tapasya? That all that you have is being used in a worthwhile way. And of course, Baba always talks about the treasures that are the subtle treasures. The treasure of time, the treasure of thoughts, the treasure of jnana, the treasures of knowledge that Baba has given, the treasure of virtues, the treasure of values that Baba has given. So the more you use all of these things in a worthwhile way, the more your own treasure store expands and grows. And so it's not that by using them you lose out, but actually using them is the way in which you're able to move forward. So very beautiful murali in which every single sentence is extremely powerful and needs attention and focus. But the thing that there are a few things I'd like to take up. And one is where Baba's talking to this group which seems to be... Baba's talking to a group which seems to be the trustees of the hospital. And it's morally from October 91. And September 91, Global House started. September 91, Nairobi Global Museum started. And then October 91, Global Hospital started. So it was a whole series of things that were happening. And Baba was saying to the trustees who have been responsible for making the hospital happen, that it's their fortune that they've had this opportunity. But also, Baba was asking them, does the responsibility feel heavy? And Baba's just mentioned one thing. There's one thing that causes heaviness to come in, where you think that I have to do it, instead of realizing it's Baba's task, and I'm an instrument, and as an instrument, my responsibility is to be as accurate as possible, but I don't have to carry the burden. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be anxious about it. And so Baba was teaching that lesson right from the beginning, and then the reminder in this Murali. But it's also a lesson for us to learn today. Right? Somebody mentioned how, although Mama's Murali, the one we read on Friday, Mama's Day, was spoken in the 60s. I think it was a Murali from 1963. So Mama spoke it then. And today, how many years later, decades and decades later, it's still relevant in contemporary times. And that's the beauty of truth. Truth doesn't become old or irrelevant. Truth is always, always relevant. And so Baba's saying, make sure that you remember whose task it is, then there's no heaviness or burden or anything else that comes when it's just normal human activity. Use the treasures that Baba's giving and it'll feel like a game. Even services a game. And a very pertinent question that arose at that time, because when Baba had told us, and we heard that Murali way back, but it was in around October, November 1990, and Baba had said the coming year is going to be the year for tapasya. And people had asked the question, well, are we not supposed to do service? And Baba had said, you'll see what happens, but you focus on your tapasya. And now, after a year, the year of tapasya nearly ending, people are still saying, but how come there's so many big new projects to deal with? On the one side, tapasya, sit in silence, and on the other side, so much happening and more work, more intensity, more everything. And Baba's point that it's not more work. It's all a game. All these projects are a game. And yes, your existence as Brahmins is to serve. And so your tapasya is actually preparing you to be able to serve in the right way. And so the obstacles that come, Baba's mentioned that there will always be obstacles. But when you're on a football field, and I'm sure many of you have played football, and if you haven't played it, you've seen it, but sometimes you want to hit the ball and it's not coming to you, and that's not a nice feeling. But when the ball comes to you, sometimes it doesn't come in a position in which you can kick the ball. The ball is hitting you on the shin, and there's pain. But you don't say, I'm going to leave the field and go away and sit in a corner. You carry on with the game and you're happy that the ball has come. And so when obstacles come, it's simply that. It's simply a little thing that happens and it's okay. You just get on with the game and do what you need to do. So many, many very practical things that Baba has mentioned about tapasya and the impact of tapasya in different ways. But today Baba's mentioned another aspect of treasure. And Baba said that the biggest treasure that you have is sympathy. And Baba's using the English word, so there's no confusion about, is the translation okay? Because that comes up very often. But no, tapasya means you're increasing your capacity for sympathy. And I'm sure that you have your own experience of how to increase something that's very needed. But just reflecting on it myself, what I thought was that, well, first step is always for anything in Brahman life, soul consciousness. In soul consciousness, then I see my family. And not just here, but out there too. And when I see everyone as my family, then that kinship, that connection, and especially Baba saying what is needed is not temporary sympathy, but eternal sympathy, long-term, imperishable sympathy. And so when I see my family, then automatically I want to do something to help them. But also, in soul consciousness, when I connect with Baba, then Baba is able to give me a lot of love. And the power of that love expands my heart. And where maybe my heart was cold and not so warm, and many things happen in life that cause this to happen at the end of Kali Yuga. At the end of Kali Yuga, in our 83rd birth, and maybe things sometimes happen even in our 84th birth, and we hold those things and our heart becomes hard. And it also, we think we're protecting ourselves, we don't want to be hurt anymore. And so that hardness and harshness then means that we're not receiving Baba's love, but we're not able to give Baba's love. And in soul consciousness, I'll be able to allow Baba's love to reach me and start making the heart soft again. Because lack of sympathy, and certainly it's a reality in London, somebody falls down, and how many people walk past thinking, I don't want to get involved, I don't have time, and they too much to do, carry on. And finally, maybe somebody stops to see if the person who's fallen needs help. I don't know whether it's ever happened to you, but it's a classic story of busy places. And when there's a heart that's warm and filled with Baba's love, then there's an immediate connection of sympathy that happens. But also, feeling of love comes when first there's detachment. In Hindi they always say nyara and pyara, detach, then loving. And of course soul consciousness is detachment. But in another way, when there's detachment, Baba often tells us that what you need to do is experience being bodiless and separate from the body. I, the soul, I am in the body now. But when I'm detached from the body and I'm actually still not up there, but I'm here, and I'm able to observe what's going on, then I think that that detachment in that way is also something that can increase my capacity to have sympathy. Because in that state of being detached and the observer, not only am I seeing what their need is, I'm also seeing what my response is. Is it to step away? Or is it that seeing them, I ask myself the question, what would I want if I was in that position? Whatever situation it may be, it might not be so visibly drastically as somebody falling down, but whatever it is, Can I be detached enough and be an observer and ask that question of myself? What is it that I would like for myself? And at that moment, the sympathy truly becomes something that comes from the heart, and I'm able to reach out and give the help that's needed. The theme for the year that was finalized in Madhuban, kindness and compassion, and now today Baba talking about sympathy, and Baba saying that Baba is going to tell us more about the subject later on. And when Baba says that, Baba doesn't forget. When we say, okay, I'll talk about this later, we forget. But Baba doesn't forget. And so Baba remembers, and so expect there to be a Murali. I don't know what next week's Murali is, but at some point there's going to be a Murali on sympathy for sure. But just think about how you can, on an inner level, increase your own capacity to be able to have sympathy. And Baba saying that, yes, something needed in words, something needed in action, but maybe also just something needed in your attitude, something needed in your awareness and consciousness, but some sort of response to another who's in need of help. Thoughts, words, actions, whatever. And so can I increase my own inner capacity so that I can be an instrument to offer sympathy? And so Baba's Murali is taking up many, many details in different ways. But the other thing that definitely worth thinking about when Baba's saying, Baba offers you all fortune, every type of fortune. Make a list of how many types of fortune can actually exist, and to what extent you've been able to receive all those aspects of fortune from Baba just immediately. It's there available at once. It's not even that you make effort and then receive fortune. Baba, the bestower, belongs to you, and so instantly. So this mantra of I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me, and the doors of fortune open up immediately. But what are those aspects of fortune that I've already received from Baba? That appreciation of how much Baba has given me already will open the door for more fortune to come. When I don't appreciate fortune, then I'm not feeling it, I'm not experiencing it, I'm not grateful to Baba for it, and it's difficult for more fortune to come to me. But when I appreciate it, then the door opens even further and more fortune comes. And again, Baba in one word has explained something that's very interesting, especially for the family, and that is, when you have sympathy for others, what is the comeback of that? And Baba said, the family is content with you. And it's a subject that Baba's often taken up, contentment, because it's very much a quality that's the essence of Brahman life and getting that certificate from others. But today Baba's saying, if you offer sympathy, then the return is that souls are content. And so tapasya and the impact of tapasya and what is needed for tapasya, the fruit of tapasya, very powerful, beautiful Murali. And so enjoy the Murali when we have that later. And the other thing that caught my attention within the whole Murali, many things about tapasya, but Baba also saying that your sympathy, tapasya bringing sympathy, but tapasya and sympathy is needed by everyone at this moment. This is the treasure that some have, but many are wanting it. to develop it in themselves, but also need it in the world. And so Baba's preparing us for the things that we know are going to come, and where people will be experiencing a huge amount of sorrow, but Baba's children will have prepared themselves to be up above whatever are those scenes that are going to come. We keep catching a tiny little glimpse of things that can happen in the world, but the preparation time in which I'm actually filling myself with that power that I'm needing to be able to do whatever it is that might come in front of me, if I use each moment in a worthwhile way now, then I know that, yes, my tapasya is filling me up to the extent that I need. If I don't understand how to use my time well, and one of the things at the end of Kali Yuga is that there's many, many distractions that can happen. More distractions at the end of Kali Yuga than even 50 years ago. Just in my own lifetime I've seen how many distractions can come. So am I allowing myself to get distracted by all the things that can happen? Or am I very stable in my purpose? What is it that I need to do? And last week Baba spoke about the karmatith stage. Friday Mama spoke about karma philosophy and who is responsible for my own situation. Not anybody else, not God, not destiny, but my karma. And so all the signals are telling us, what is it that I must do? And so it's a good lesson to remind ourselves every single day, what is it that I need to do? Whatever others are doing, that's their business. But what do I need to do? Let's offer bhog to Baba. And again, we've had many different messages of people in different situations wanting help for sons and daughters and fathers and mothers. So whoever it is, but just be with Baba and let Baba's light touch whoever needs that help. Om Shanti.